Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It always makes me chuckle when I'm listening to it at home, and here I am with you listening to it now. Jordana Green, filling in for Chad, thank you so much for spending some time with me on just a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Well, yeah, it's afternoon. It is. 8 minutes afternoon. We're going to get you through the hump today. Of course, the big story today that everyone's talking about, sports everywhere, the Big Ten Conference will play football this fall. You've been hearing about it in the news. We will talk with Mike Max about it later in the show. Something that struck me today, and we are going to jump right in because I was thrilled to get the infectious disease specialist that I can, and he had a very short window. Dr. Frank Esper, is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at the Cleveland Clinic, the Cleveland Children's Clinic, and he's joining me today in just one moment to talk about the CDC report. It finds that minority children in the U.S. are disproportionately dying from COVID compared to white children. Now, we know that kids are less likely to suffer severe symptoms from COVID, but you know, they still do die. They still get complications. They still die. In fact, 121 children have died from coronavirus between February and July. Dr. Frank Esper is joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Dr. Esper, thank you for the time today.
Hey, Jordana, it's very good to be here.
Yeah. Now, I'm reading that 78% of those 121 children were Black, Hispanic, or American Indian. And these are of the kids who died. That is a huge percentage. Why is this happening?
You know, there's a lot of speculation for that. Now, it's also important to make two points first. One is that it is still very impressive to me how well children do as a group against this coronavirus. Okay, 121 children is still 121 too many, but it is a very, very small fraction of the number of people who have died from this coronavirus. When we actually drill down, though, and look at those individuals who did succumb to this illness, you do see that, yes, there was a lot more African-American, there was a lot more Hispanic, but also there was a lot more people underlying problem, asthma, obesity, heart or neurologic problems. And we certainly know that asthma and obesity do go hand in hand with some certain racial groups as well as lower socioeconomic status. So it may not necessarily be their specific ethnicity as much as it is that their ethnicity represents a higher proportion of people who have asthma and underlying problems that really put them at risk for this bad virus.
Because we're also seeing the same thing in minority adults. They have been disproportionately impacted by the virus. And then I guess you're seeing the same parallel because the adults also have a higher. Okay. And I mean, I know you're a pediatric infectious disease specialist, but can you briefly educate us on why that is in these minority groups? We are seeing higher levels of that.
You know, again, it really goes with, people who have underlying problems like high blood pressure. People who have obesity have a tendency to have high blood pressure, and that puts them at risk. People who have underlying heart problems. Well, people who have high blood pressure also have underlying heart problems. People who have obesity who have high blood pressure have heart problems. You see, it kind of dominoes off of a lot of things that individuals who are at disadvantaged or certain racial groups that also have mm-hmm. underlying problems with high blood pressure or asthma. Asthma across the board is bad, okay, no matter the nationality. Someone with underlying lung problems, it's bad across the board equally. But some of these other factors do seem to trend towards other racial groups.
Were we seeing any treatment disparities in this group of 121 kids? Did white kids get better treatment or quicker treatment than minority children?
You know, that was actually something that they specifically keyed in on. And it wasn't so much who got treatment and who didn't get treatment. It's where did the children die? Did they die at home or in the emergency department, or did they die after they were hospitalized? And while the predominant number of children died after being hospitalized, a substantial number of children, almost 40%, died before getting hospitalized. So they either died in the emergency department or at home. And we believe that this represents certain groups, and they were, again, socioeconomically linked, certain groups that just either didn't have access, quick access to healthcare, or didn't necessarily have trust in the healthcare system, or just weren't really well plugged into the healthcare system. And we think that all of those played a little part as to why they succumbed either at home or in the emergency department.
So the takeaway here is that if you do have a sick child, you must seek care quickly.
And yeah, any child that is having a problem with breathing, any child who's having a problem and just not able to eat, they're not able to drink, they're just not acting right, you definitely, and you suspect the coronavirus or you know the coronavirus is a problem, you definitely want to talk to your pediatrician and get seen quicker.
Dr. Esper, I'm speaking with Dr. Frank Esper, pediatric infectious disease specialist at the Cleveland Clinic. Before I let you go, last question. Are we learning anything from the way you said is children fare much better? There have been 121 deaths between February and July. Again, as you mentioned, 121 too many. But the children do better with coronavirus. Are there any clues? Are there any things about the kids that we can learn as adults for prevention or for vaccine or any learning there?
Yeah, listen, we're still learning a lot about this coronavirus and how people get sick with this coronavirus. But let me tell you, this particular study where they're really keying in on pediatrics really shows a discrepancy. Older children do a heck of a lot worse with this virus than younger children, which is completely opposite of every other virus that we deal with. When you're talking about someone who has flu, who does worse with influenza? It's the smallest children, the youngest children. Every other virus, the same way, it disproportionately really attacks and hurts and hospitalizes the youngest children, children under the age of 1, children under the age of 2 years, things like that. This is completely opposite. This coronavirus is disproportionately over 75% of all the people who died, of all the children who died, were over the age of 10. It means only a small fraction were under the age of 10, even a smaller fraction under the age of 1. There is something specific about being in a small child, a younger child, that actually makes it safer, that actually makes you more resilient against this infection. And I don't want anybody to think that children are off the hook or that young babies are off the hook. Anybody can get very sick with this virus. But there is something about the older you get, something transforms, something happens that puts you at increased risk for this virus, and we're still figuring out what that is.
Dr. Frank Esper, thank you so much for the education today.
Hey, it's very good to be here, Jordana.
Thank you. Dr. Esper, again, infectious disease specialist in pediatrics at the Cleveland Clinic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.